أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله واتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. This is the last ayah in this chapter, which is with regard to the prohibition of any bid'at, any new things in deen, whether it was the bid'at we knew of the past, like making chaliswa, making uras, making qawwali, etc., all those wrong things, or whether it is modern new things which are brought in to deen. Deen is being tried to be modernized, and deen is trying to be given, people are giving it the facelift, make it fit in with Western society and Western norms and Western culture. All that is totally prohibited. In this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you people love Allah Ta'ala, the proof of the love of Allah, that then فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow me, follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the proof that a person has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person wants to develop the love of Allah, one of the greatest ways is to follow the sunnah of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way is to think of the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, free of charge, without us asking. Allah gave us our existence. He gave us our eyes, He gave us our brain, He gave us our heart, lungs, all the parts of the body, all the namaz that we eat. We all had a good night's sleep. We all had the security of our homes. We all came safely to the masjid. Billions of Allah's namaz all the time. And whoever He shows favors to you, naturally you will love that person. But we don't think of the favors of Allah, so the love of Allah does not come in our heart. So that is one easy way also to gain the love of Allah. And the other is just to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that method, that when you love Allah, follow the sunnahs, then Allah loves the sunnahs, and because you are following the sunnahs, Allah will love you. And when Allah's love comes in the heart, you will love Allah Ta'ala. And that is the object of life, to find Allah and to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then deen becomes very, very enjoyable to practice also. Like just the month of Ramadan, which has passed just now, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If my ummah knew what Ramadan is, they will wish the whole life must be Ramadan. But because we don't know, for Ramadan is a great blessing from Allah. But for us, rozas are a burden for us. Taraweeh is a burden. To read Quran Sharif is a burden. So where will we want to wish the whole year and whole life must be Ramadan? It is for those people who have made effort and understood what Quran Sharif is. And then the excessive recitation of Quran, listening to it in Taraweeh, to make the 20 rakats of Taraweeh becomes a pleasure. To stay hungry for your beloved becomes a pleasure. That is when a person will wish that it must be forever Ramadan. So we have to follow the sunnah, and the sunnahs are that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left for us. We can't add and subtract from that. Whether it is any old type of bid'at, we can't bring that into deen. Or it is any modern type, and trying to give deen a facelift and make deen modern, that is totally unacceptable. Deen is complete. And all this means that we deen, that na'udzubillah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not complete deen, and now we are completing. We are adding what was left out, for example. That is totally wrong. So that is totally prohibited. But tabi'uni, follow me. What will happen as a result of that? Yuhibbukumullah. Allah will love you. And to follow the sunnah, that is also not just easy for every person. So to make that easy, to follow sunnah, just start reading Durood Sharif in abundance. The more a person will read Durood Sharif, love of the sunnahs will come in his heart. And automatically he will practice upon the sunnahs. And the hatred of guna, Western way of life, modern way of life, the hatred of that will come in the heart. Then we won't go mad for brand names and for fashion and for the lifestyle of the kuffar. We will in fact hate them. So it is an easy way just to make to read Durood Sharif. And as a result, Allah will love you, then He will give you also that the tawfiq to practice sunnah. The amount of love Allah has for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot imagine. And it is because of that Allah gave him that way of life which Allah loves, which are now known as the sunnahs. That is the way of life Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we also can become the beloved of Allah. And the minute a person is a beloved of Allah, a beloved does everything for his beloved. Allah will do everything for us. We won't have to work or anything. Allah will provide for us from sources unknown and will provide with so much of respect and dignity, and He will give us the best to have. So it is for us either to think of the favors of Allah and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, either to read Durood Sharif, and by that the love of sunnahs come into us, and we follow the sunnahs, we will get the love of Allah. And when Allah loves you, the one great favor that Allah showers on those people, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah will forgive you your gunas. As human beings, we are going to make gunas. We are prone to committing gunas. We, so to say, cannot stay away from guna. All that gunas, Allah will forgive them. You make your basic way of life of that of deen. And on the other hand, we find that those people who are righteous and pious, and we understand they will also make mistakes. They will also make gunas. And those people who are far from deen, who are not practicing deen, they just find those opportunities and then try and run down those people, try and humiliate, disgrace those people. And in that, they are bringing their own destruction even more. While these who are the beloved of Allah, they also make mistakes. And Allah covers them up also. And if it does get come to be known, Allah forgives those gunas also. And they themselves, whenever they err, then they run to Allah and ask for forgiveness. While we are taunting, finding fault with them, and we are harming ourselves even more. So in this ayat also, Allah explains the great importance of sunnah, that follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring no additions to it, no subtraction. And we should endeavor and make that the object and purpose of our life, to bring sunnahs into our life and to spread the sunnahs. Very fortunate is that person whom Allah gives tawfiq, he spreads the sunnahs in our homes. We encourage our wives, we encourage our children, our friends, our associates, whoever, that try and practice upon sunnah, and we try and tell them the benefits of following sunnah and to stay away from all bid'ah. By that also, we become, Allah loves that person very greatly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.